Live Updates Democrats Debate in Vegas. By Tony Lee on February 19, 2020. Presidential candidates Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Michael Bloomberg will debate on Wednesday evening in Las Vegas, Nevada. NBC's Lester Holt, Hallie Jackson, and Chuck Todd will moderate the debate with Telemundo's Vanessa Hawke and Nevada Independent's John Ralston. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11:42 p.m. 11:35 p.m. Bloomberg looked like that 3-point favorite in college football walking into a trap game unprepared / looking ahead on the road and getting walloped by the home dog. 11:20 p.m. Biden. 11:05 p.m. Van Jones says Bloomberg the Titanic met Elizabeth Warren the iceberg. On CNN, Yang says Bloomberg seemed lethargic because his advisors probably told him to keep his cool. 10:52 p.m., closing statements. Sanders says real change doesn't take place from the top down or by oligarchs. Biden's closing is interrupted by protesters, presumably those upset by the Obama administration's deportation record. He calls out Sanders for voting against the 2007 immigration bill and denying illegal immigrants permanent amnesty. Warren, she says she grew up fighting. She says she grew up fighting to save her family. She says she has fought for unions. She says she has fought for students. She says she has been a politician the shortest time, but she has been the one fighting for families the longest time. Buttigieg, he is asking for your vote because America is running out of time and this is the only chance to beat Trump. He says Democrats who are looking for something other than a revolution and a status quo should join his campaign. He says Democrats can't afford to alienate half the country. Bloomberg says people can join him at his website, but he is not asking for donations. He says the job requires a manager and Trump is not a manager. He says the president needs a team and Trump doesn't have a team. Klobuchar, what unites us is so much more than what divides us. She says she has won every race down to fourth grade and has won over Democrats, independents, Republicans. She says Trump doesn't have a heart and we need a president who has heart. 10:46 p.m., Todd asks the candidates if the person with the most delegates should be the nominee even if they don't have a majority. Bloomberg says the rules should be followed. He wants the convention to work its will. Biden, let the process work its way out. Warren, roundabout answer getting to know. Buttigieg, not necessarily. Klobuchar, let the process work. Sanders, will of the people. Yes. 10:45 p.m., Klobuchar hits back at Buttigieg, saying he has only memorized talking points. Buttigieg tells Klobuchar that you don't have to be in Washington to matter. 10:43 p.m., Buttigieg says Klobuchar should own her record for voting to make English the national language and being most likely to vote for Trump's judges who are hostile to immigrants. Buttigieg's criticisms against Klobuchar's record have landed tonight. 10:41 p.m., Warren savages Biden for wanting McConnell to get re-elected. Biden's argument about being able to convince McConnell's Republicans to work with him seems even more tone-deaf, while Buttigieg hits Bloomberg for opposing raising the minimum wage and Obama's candidacy. 10:31 p.m., Todd asks if Buttigieg is out of touch with his own generation by rejecting Sanders's democratic socialism. He, referring to his essay, said he was into Bernie before it was cool. But he says he is not out of touch with his generation. 10:30 p.m., Biden talks about rewarding work and not wealth. He says there should be a minimum tax of 15% on companies. 10:26 p.m., Sanders says Bloomberg's communism comment was a cheap shot. Quoting MLK, Sanders says we have socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the very poor right now. Bloomberg takes a swipe at Sanders as a millionaire who owns three houses. He says the best-known socialist in this great country is a millionaire who owns three houses. 10:20 p.m., Sanders says Bloomberg's wealth is immoral when asked why he tweeted that billionaires should not exist. He says the country has a grotesque distribution of wealth. Chuck Todd asks Bloomberg if he should exist and he says he has been lucky. Is giving it all away, a lot to Democrats. He says he earned it because he worked very hard and he is giving it all away. Sanders says maybe Bloomberg's workers played a role in his billions. Sanders says many workers feel like cogs in machines and workers should sit on boards. Bloomberg says the way to get Trump elected is to listen to this conversation. He says it's crazy to trash capitalism and communism didn't work. Warren steps in to talk about her 2-cent wealth tax. 10:18 p.m., Sanders rips billionaires like Bloomberg who have an effective tax rate lower than middle-class Americans. Bloomberg asks who wrote the tax code and points out Sanders is one of 99 senators. 10:17 p.m., Bloomberg claims he has been against redlining. He says he is the only one on stage who has ever started a business and talks about programs like branch banking and programs to give entrepreneurs seed capital. He says it doesn't take trillions of dollars. 10:16 p.m., Warren speaks about the entrepreneurial gap, $7 billion gap, and her plan to have a fund managed by people who are routinely disadvantaged. 10:14 p.m., Biden takes more swipes at Bloomberg, says it was Wall Street greed and not redlining that caused the financial crisis. He also says China is spreading dirty coal from Mongolia around the world. 10:12 p.m., Warren says she wants to make sure environmental justice issues are not ignored. She says toxic dump sites have been located near communities of color and talks about her trillion-dollar plan that rescues the communities impacted by environmental issues. 10:07 p.m., Biden wants to eliminate all oil and gas subsidies. He says minority communities get hurt most by climate change issues and says executives need to be sued/punished. He takes a swipe at Sanders, saying the only companies that you can't go after are gun companies because of his friend Sanders. Bloomberg, who many believe will be too soft on China, claims India is a bigger problem than China because China is slowing down emissions. 10:06 p.m., Warren brings the debate back to corruption and the filibuster. She says those are the two reasons climate legislation is not being passed in Washington. 10:03 p.m., Sanders, when asked about his opposition to fracking, says he would tell workers that the scientists are claiming that the climate change crisis must be addressed within the decade, 6 to 7 years, or there will be irreparable damage. 9:58 p.m., debate turns to climate change, and Biden says that climate change is an existential threat. 9:49 p.m., Klobuchar flustered again when asked about why she couldn't name Mexico's president. Buttigieg points out that Klobuchar is staking her candidacy on her Washington experience but can't name the president of Mexico when she sits on committees dealing with border security. When Klobuchar keeps talking about winning elections in Minnesota, Buttigieg says we would have had Mondale as president if people who won statewide in Minnesota became presidents. After Warren tries to defend Klobuchar and says candidates should be judged on their knowledge of policy, Hawk points out Klobuchar was clueless on that as well. Biden says he has worked with the past Mexican presidents but doesn't seem to know their names. Clueless moderators don't ask Biden to name Peña Nieto, Calderón, etc. 9:47 p.m., Sanders whacks Bloomberg for contributing to George W. Bush's campaign. 9:45 p.m., Warren taking Bloomberg to the woodshed. She says Bloomberg is arguing he was nice to some people and wonders what more is lurking. She says there are non-disclosure agreements dealing with sexual harassment and gender discrimination. Warren wants Bloomberg to release the women from the non-disclosure agreements. Bloomberg boot when he says he will not release them from their non-disclosure agreements. She keeps pressing Bloomberg on what some means and makes the case it is an electability issue. Biden tags himself in ad calls on Bloomberg to release the women from their non-disclosure agreements. 9:41 p.m., Bloomberg now grilled about his sexist remarks in a workplace that many have claimed was hostile to women. Bloomberg claimed he has no tolerance for the kind of behavior that the Me Too movement has exposed. 9:40 p.m., Bloomberg says he will release his tax returns in a few weeks after other candidates rip him for not having released them yet. 9:35 p.m., Sanders asked about his health and transparency. He says he and Bloomberg both have 2 stents. But he dodges the question about releasing his medical records and cites a bunch of letters from various doctors. Buttigieg says transparency matters, especially in the Trump era. He says Sanders' answer was not satisfactory. He says he is more concerned about the lack of transparency when it comes to how Sanders will pay for his health care plan. 9:34 p.m., Klobuchar seems rattled when asked why Latino and black voters should trust her when she prosecuted innocent person of color. 9:31 p.m., Warren says it is not about how it turned out but what it was designed to do. She says it targeted communities of color and black and brown men. She says Bloomberg needs a different apology, implying his apology was not sincere. 9:30 p.m., Biden says stop and frisk changed was because Obama sent monitors. Biden said moderators, to see what was going on. Biden says Bloomberg thought it was a terrible idea the administration sent monitors. Biden says it was an abhorrent policy that violated all rights. Bloomberg says he apologized and claims there would be nobody left on stage if Democrats took off everyone who has been wrong on a criminal justice issue. 9:28 p.m., Bloomberg grilled about his comments about minorities and stop and frisk. He says he is embarrassed about how it turned out with stop and frisk. Bloomberg said he felt his first responsibility was to give people the right to live, but the stop and frisk got out of control. He claims he cut 95% of it out when he realized it was getting out of hand. He claims he has talked to a number of kids who got stopped and tried to figure out how to keep the lid on crime without stopping people indiscriminately. 9:25 p.m., Biden says he is the only person on stage who has accomplished anything on health care. Biden says Bloomberg was not a fan of Obamacare. Bloomberg claims he gave a speech in 2009 and wrote an article praising Obamacare. Biden insists Bloomberg called Obamacare a disgrace. 9:20 p.m., Warren rips Buttigieg's healthcare plan devised by consultants. PowerPoint presentation and not a plan, and Klobuchar's post-it plan, insert plan. Warren later rips Klobuchar for her healthcare plan that is two paragraphs. She says if Klobuchar is not going to own up to the fact that she doesn't have a plan, she needs to say so. 9:15 p.m., Sanders disavows supporters who attack union leaders and says his African-American advisors are getting attacked online as well. Buttigieg says Sanders has to ask why did this pattern arise, and Sanders suggests maybe the Russians are trying to divide Democrats. Sanders insists his Medicare for All plan won't take away insurance from culinary union workers. 9:12 p.m., Warren uses a question about Bernie Brothers to point out that she was in Las Vegas during the housing crisis finding solutions while Bloomberg was blaming blacks and Latinos for the crash. Bloomberg is allowing Warren to better frame herself as the anti-Wall Street candidate. 9:09 p.m., Buttigieg says Democrats must realize they can wake up after Super Tuesday and find out Sanders and Bloomberg are the only two options. He says they are the two most polarizing and says Democrats should vote for a Democrat. He says the choice shouldn't be between someone who wants to burn the party down and someone who wants to buy the party. Buttigieg also points out the Culinary Workers Union did not want Sanders to take away the insurance plan they got through bargaining. 9:08 p.m., Biden says an NBC poll found that he is the best candidate to beat Trump. Biden rips Bloomberg's record, saying he has not managed his city well when he was there. Biden rips Bloomberg for stop and frisk and throwing millions of people of color against the wall. 9:06 p.m., Bloomberg says there are two questions Democrats should consider: who can beat Trump and who can do the job in the White House. Bloomberg says, as a New Yorker, he knows how to take on an arrogant con man like Trump. He says he is spending his money, which he did not inherit, to get rid of Trump, the worst president ever. 9:02 p.m., first question is for Sanders and Holt describes Bloomberg as a former Republican. Sanders, when asked why he is best suited to defeat Trump, says he can bring working-class people of all backgrounds around an agenda that works for all of us. He rips Bloomberg for stop-and-frisk policies that hurt Latinos and black residents in New York. Warren tries to interject but Holt calls on Bloomberg. Bloomberg says Sanders can't beat Trump by taking private insurance away from 160 million Americans and Sanders would ensure four more years of Trump. Warren says Democrats are running against someone who calls women horse-face lesbians and she not talking about Trump but Bloomberg. Warren says Democrats can't replace one arrogant billionaire with another. 8:53 p.m., candidates appearing on stage as introductions are about to begin. 8:45 p.m. 8:37 p.m., Harry Reid, addressing the crowd, says Iowa and New Hampshire does not represent the United States. He says Nevada should be the first state to vote. He says Democrats must thump Trump. 8:35 p.m., Bloomberg makes his debate debut tonight. Huge risk for him and perhaps a blessing in disguise for Sanders and even Warren.